Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. I'm online with Stianet Boxklopper of Circe Films in Holland. And you are, well, good morning, first of all, Stianet.
Good morning. Hello.
And you are the one of the jury members at the Torino Film Lab for the CNC jury, which is a jury that is going to give an award for further development to one of the projects included in the Script Lab program. My first question to you is this one. Which are the criteria that you and your fellow colleagues in the jury decided to apply for your evaluation of which is the best project to award?
Officially, there are no real criteria because we did not get a list. You have to check on this and that and that and that. I think that the way we look at the projects, me and my colleague jury members, are just the way we would normally look at a project when we are working in our own field, and that would be urgency, originality, tone of voice of the director, these kind of elements.
I understand. And I believe that these are the elements that you also use and you look for when you pick a project to produce and to develop yourself. Because your company is a company that develops a lot of and produces a lot of films in the art house area, if I can call it so.
Yes, that's correct. Continue.
No, please go on. No problem.
No, we are a company that produces indeed the typical Torino Film Lab type of project, which are internationally oriented projects, sometimes shot also abroad, and touching upon universal story for an international audience.
Listen, in this situation that we are living in, this weird year that is 2020, how is the state of the art for film production, and especially for your kind of films that you produce in this strange moment? Are there any backlash, which are the major problems that you're facing?
Well, ironically, it's me and my colleagues, we are making a lot of jokes about actually how busy we are, because as opposed to what many people think, I think 80% of our work is developing projects together with the directors and developing the artistic work and financing it. And this financing, of course, and developing can go on very well through Zoom or Skype media. So this work continues to go on. Unfortunately, on the production side, for example, this year we were going to shoot a film from a Turkish-Dutch director to be completely shot in Istanbul. And we had to cancel this film for this year due to COVID. And because it was very specific in time, it had to be shot during the summer period, we had to postpone it for one full year. Mm. And this means immediately that my whole salary actually for 1 year is also going back. So on a personal level, sometimes it's really difficult for producers.
And listen, do you think that the fact that also in terms of distribution and of theatrical distribution, the situation is really confused and weird and heavy on that side, is this something that's going to influence the quantity and the quality of films to be produced in terms of not being sure to have a theatrical release possible?
Yeah, of course, when you follow the trade press, you see that there is a kind of landslide in thinking about the distribution of film, of course, propelled by the situation that there has been a lot of fights between the bigger cinema chains who were angry with the bigger distributors because they put the films earlier, you know, on the digital channels for SVOD, etc. So you see that the cinemas, of course, they are very severely affected by, for example, in the Netherlands, they are only allowed to have 30 people per session in the cinema. And sometimes these are even salas, or how you say this, rooms, screening rooms that are sometimes 500 to 700 people. And there is no mitigation for that. I mean, the rules are in that sense strict. And for the last 2 weeks, we even had a complete shutdown of cinema and theater and museums.
Yeah.
But now
like
this
here,
week
like
they are
opening.
Yeah, it's the same. But now they are opening again for 30 people. But what you see is that... of course, there is a longer tendency already for the last 10 more than 20 years, I think, going on. That is, of course, the kind of battle between cinema and digital consumption of the audiovisual product. And that is, of course, with the rise of the bigger platforms like, you know, the Netflix and Disney and Amazon. Of course, there was already a big discussion how this audience behavior would affect, of course, the cinema. But what I see, I think last year in Holland, before COVID, it was a very good year for the cinema. So I must say it's also not really, I mean, I'm not in the center of this discussion. I think distributors and cinema owners know very much more about this with their own numbers, you know, what is exactly going on. But there is, of course, there will be a shift, and it's of course, prompted very much now by COVID. I mean, it was putting it very much to the extremes.
Thank you. Thanks a lot to Sianette Bosklapper for Chirchia Film from Holland for having been with us. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.